USA Radio News.
Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
The search warrant used by the FBI during the raid of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence was unsealed. The warrant includes a list of seized property. It states that the, quote, 45 office, all storage rooms, and all other rooms used by Trump and his staff were searched. The unsealed warrant also states, quote, records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed. Earlier Friday, President Trump said on Truth Social that the documents taken by the FBI did not include classified information. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Heavy downpours soaked Las Vegas for the second time in recent weeks, flooding hotels and casinos. That was the sound of a river-like flowing through the parking garage of Harrah's Las Vegas and Link Hotel. Water also poured through the ceiling of Planet Hollywood and soaked the casino floor. Video shared through social media shows stunned casino patrons watching as water cascaded onto card tables below. According to the National Weather Service, over a half of rain fell.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Peloton has announced to employees that it will be cutting about 780 more jobs, closing some of its 86 retail stores, and hiking prices as it seeks elusive profits. Among those moves will be closing all remaining warehouses and outsourcing delivery of exercise equipment to third parties. In a statement, Peloton stated that the price of its Bike Plus will rise by $500 in the U.S., with its Tread machine rising $800. Spirit Airlines announced that it has suspended a customer service agent caught in a viral video fighting with a woman at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Emmy Award-winning actress Anne Heche has died. She was 53. The news comes a week after she crashed her car into a house in a neighborhood in Los Angeles, leaving the home destroyed and the actress in critical condition. She never regained consciousness after that, and a family representative confirmed while Heche is legally dead according to California law, her heart is still beating and she has not been taken off of life support in order to allow a foundation enough time to find recipients who will be a match for some of her organs. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.